Okay.
Hey, Joe Montagna. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us again this year.
My pleasure, Jason.
All right. So obviously this is, you know, we talk to you pretty much every year about this, but this is definitely a different year for everybody. Take it a little chronologically, if you can, for me. You know, where were you? I mean, I'm sure you're sitting there preparing, you know, okay, I got Memorial Day coming up like usual, and then all of a sudden coronavirus hit. So first of all, how does it affect you personally? You know, like how have you been quarantining, sir?
Well, you know, I have to say I feel fairly blessed because, I mean, look, there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, less fortunate than I and my family have been over the years. And so I can't say that, it's obviously a change we have to make. But I have a nice home. I live on a lake. I've got a place out on the ocean. So, I mean, it's like, don't feel sorry for Joe Montagna. My feeling is, you know, we'll get through this. I'm glad I've had the opportunity to, still do things like this. And in other words, we're still able to do the Memorial Day concert. We were able to put together a best of kind of a show. And so, we all have to do it, you know, we're doing this collectively around the world too. So it's like nobody got singled out. So, I mean, I think this is it's causing the world to have a little bit of a pause and check themselves and be able to say, okay, you know, we got something we have to face here. Let's get through it. And I think we will. And so on we go. So I don't feel too bad for myself. We'll get through this.
Right. Absolutely. And then in terms of the concert, I mean, this, I think for the first time in like 30 years, it won't be held there, you know, publicly on the West Lawn of the Capitol. How exactly is it going to be instead? I know you're going to do it virtually, but is it going to be, you know, different, you know, singers in different, you know, like a Zoom call, you know, on the screen, or how's it going to look?
Yeah, no, it's actually going to be a very special kind of a show this year that I'm actually looking forward to because for obvious reasons, it's the first time I'll be able to see it. But it's kind of like the best of. In other words, we've been doing this concert for over 30 years now, and this will be my 19th year involved with it. And we're talking about a long list of incredible performances that were done. And then Gary Sinise and I, who've been my co-host for, you know, over 15 years, he and I went in under a controlled filming environment. We were able to record some new ins and outs for it, and then some of the performances are going to be done by artists, you know, in their homes. So it's going to be a very special show because it's going to include some of the best segments that we've had for close to 30 years. And it's going to be, we always broadcast it on PBS, which we will be doing. And then it's also going to be streaming on Facebook, YouTube, video on demand. So there's various ways to see the show. This would probably be our most watched, concert that we've ever done. And so I'm looking forward to it myself, and I think it's going to be very special. We've got some incredible talent, as usual, and I'm just glad we're able to continue doing it.
Awesome. Now, let's run down some of the talent involved. And actually, if you could take this as maybe – let's do this as two separate questions. First of all, let's do, you know, the new performances that will be, and then maybe in a minute we can get to the greatest, you know, the greatest hits you're talking about. But who will be performing, you know, this year for the new performances?
Well, I mean, I believe Trace Atkins, who's been with us in the past, I think he's recorded, doing something new from wherever he is at. I think Cynthia Revo also is doing something, that will be something that hasn't been seen before. Plus, we're bringing back, you know, Lawrence Fishburne, who did this wonderful segment with the Tuskegee Airmen. We have Renee Fleming. We got Christopher Jackson, Mary McCormick, Isai Morales, General Colin Powell, who's with us always every year, Kelly O'Hara, all these Broadway stars, C.C. Winans, Gary Sinise, as I said, Gary Sinise and I will be co-hosting it as usual. We've got the National Symphony Orchestra. We still will do our salute to the military, where we do, it's my favorite part of the show every year, where we get to do the Armed Forces medley. And I'm sure people will be standing up in their homes when they hear their specific service song being played. So it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to it. Like I say, this is going to be, it's different, but it's going to be special. And I think, and we're also going to do a salute to first responders and people, that's a special tribute to our new nation's heroes, which is very apropos, of course, this year. And so, and a lot of special call-ins from people, some very, people are going to be very impressed and surprised and thrilled to see some of the people who have recorded little kind of blurbs that wanted to be included in the concert this year, and that'll be sprinkled throughout. And I think that alone is going to make it very special.
Absolutely. Now, what sort of the greatest hits are you talking about? Are you going to bring back, you know, some really emotional, touching performances from past years and, you know, replay them for us?
You know, one particular, like last year, Sam Elliott did this incredible segment, you know, based on something that happened with this World War II veteran. And it was so good. We definitely wanted to bring that one back. And then I had come up with an idea a few years ago of doing something with the Tuskegee Airmen, because I'd become a very close friend of one of them who lived to be 99 years old and wound up passing, you know, the year after we did the show. And so Lawrence Fishburne was available, who had done a movie about the Tuskegee Airmen. So that segment, I was so thrilled to see that one was able to have been done. And now to bring it back, I think is very exciting and such a great tribute to them. So, you know, those two in particular were very, I think, very special, and I'm looking forward to seeing those again. And for people who have never seen the show, I mean, it's all going to be new to them. And people who have been following it for 30 years, I think they're going to be happy to relive some of those moments.
For sure, for sure. Now, what makes it so great, you know, co-hosting with Gary Sinise? I mean, I guess maybe not, it's almost not every year, but most years you guys have been doing it lately together.
Yeah, well, what it was is the concert had already been on about 10 years when I was first asked by my dear friend Charles Durning to be involved. And Ozzy Davison was the host back then. Then when Ozzy Davis passed, they asked me, because I had now done it for a couple of years at that point, if I would like to be the host, which I did 1 year by myself. But then I suggested that they bring in Gary Sinise, because Gary had been a dear friend of mine from my Chicago days and for many years. And there is no greater person in show business who is a supporter of our military than Gary Sinise. And of course, the people involved with the concert agreed, and we brought Gary in. I called him up. I said, Gary, how'd you like to be involved with this? And he jumped at the opportunity, and we've been doing it together ever since. And he's just, as I said, in terms of being a supporter of our military, I mean, I literally am proud to walk in his shadow. He's an incredible patriot, and really is someone who I'm just thrilled to walk, stand beside him every year as part of this concert.
Yeah, and I believe just talk about the importance of the event itself. I know in the past years you've said, you know, Memorial Day is the one holiday that allows us to have all the others. So, you know, why? Why do you,
right.
I mean, expound upon that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think it's a realization that I made, actually, in the sense of that I'll admit it that I wasn't one of those who thought, because I had a lot of members of my family who were in the military, but they all came back. There was no mortal tragedy of any of the conflicts. But, you know, once I got involved with this concert and was able to really take in the scope and breadth of what the sacrifices men and women have made over our country's history, it made me realize, you know, this day that many people associate with, you know, the Indianapolis 500 and barbecues in the beginning of the summer, I started to think, wow, you know what, it's so much more than that, and it's so much more to the point that, to my mind, it is our most important holiday, because it is the holiday that allows us to have all the other holidays. I mean, there is no 4th of July. There is no President's Day. There is no Labor Day. There is no Easter. There's no Christmas. There's none of those holidays, if not for the sacrifices made by the people we honor on Memorial Day. And that's why, to me, it's a very, very special holiday, and one that I'm so proud to have been able to now, you know, be a participant of a day that performance or a concert that gives it the importance it deserves. And I think anybody who at least watches the concert even once would be able to understand why I feel the way I do about it. And that's why I encourage people to watch it. And just, you know, you watch it once, and believe me, you come back and you watch it again.
Yeah, that's so well put. Do you think that's one of the silver linings maybe of this year is, you know, we have this virus shut down. We're all, you know, we've all been stuck inside. Do you think maybe, you know, maybe it'll allow us to kind of slow down and watch this concert and remember the sacrifices more. You know, maybe in a previous year we might be out and about barbecuing, running around outside, big crowds, whatever. Maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to find hope here. Maybe this will allow us to kind of watch the show a little bit.
I think that's a very good point. I totally agree with you on that because normally when we do the show, we'll get over 200,000 people who show up live to watch our show, right, and stand in front of me. That's why I think it's going to be very unique for me to be able to watch the show myself for the first time and understand that the huge, in fact, our only audience is going to be, electronically. In other words, there won't be any live performance done where people can stand there and watch the performance being done. So, yeah, I think this is an opportunity for the entire nation. And since we broadcast it also all around the world through the Armed Forces Network, that people can take a moment of pause on this special day and collectively say, take a deep breath and say, you know what, we're going through a very rough time right now. But our military, and then we're also saluting not just our military, we're also going to be saluting people like first responders and all of our newest heroes or people who we've had to count on, from grocery clerks to people in the mail service to, just people who before we thought maybe were more had everyday jobs and realized now these are vital to us. So I think this concert is going to allow people to be able to take a 90-minute break and be able to say, hey, you know what? We're in another fight, just like our military has had to do over the 200-plus years. We're gonna win this fight as well, and we have to do it together. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for joining us again, and everybody, again, it's on PBS Sunday, May 24th from 8 to 9:30 p.m., presented by Capitol Concerts. We'll be remote this year, but hopefully everybody, it's the same meaning behind it.
My pleasure. Thank you.